Welcome to Bible in Brief. This is a fourth episode of Bible in Brief, reading Psalm 4. I'm Rebecca Foster, and I pray that you have a blessed day, a blessed week, knowing that the Lord loves you. The Lord loves you. I pray that you know that this week, this year, this month. Psalm 4, for the director of music, with stringed instruments, a psalm of David. Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long will you people turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart his faithful servant for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Tremble and do not sin. When you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent. Offer the sacrifices of the righteous and trust in the Lord. Many, Lord, are asking, who will bring us prosperity? Let the light of your face shine on us. Fill my heart with joy when their grain and new wine abound. In peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Psalm 4 is known as the safety of the faithful. So this week I felt this safety. I was knocked over by my huge horse and stepped on. Yes, stepped on. That close to being in a wheelchair, it was horrible. I felt the mighty Holy Spirit do an amazing work at protecting me. Just like the Holy Spirit, our Father and the Son wants to protect. The Father, the Holy Spirit and the Son, Jesus Christ, wants to protect you. In this particular psalm, David writes, hear me when I call. He does hear. Relieve me in my distress. He does relieve like a special balm, like deep heat. His heat, his warmth heals, permeates through us. Lord, I pray that we feel that this week. This psalm talks of two ways of living and being. Either seeking worthless pursuits, seeking falsehood, or seeking that which the Lord has set apart. Again, the psalmist in verse 3 repeats for the third time that the Lord will hear us when we call to him. And it's kind of weird. We often think that anger is a bad thing to be. But in verse 4, it says, we are allowed to be angry. It says, be angry and do not sin. Meditate and be still. All these New Age people talking up the benefits of meditation and being still. Like this is a new thing. This is an ancient thing, being still. It's an ancient Christian practice. This is indeed a Christian way of life that we can reclaim. Another idea in this psalm is to put your trust in the Lord. I mean, how do we do that? Where have I done that this week? To be honest, I'm pretty bad at doing stuff like that, pretty woeful at trusting. I've had trust issues for many years. But what does trusting in the Lord look like? It looks like waiting. It looks like believing. It looks like knowing firmly that the Lord will deliver. And I pray that wherever you are this week, whatever's going on for you this week, that the Lord will be there right by your side to help you in the waiting, to help you in the believing, and that you will know firmly that he will deliver. I pray that he delivers comfort to you this week. He delivers peace and rest to you this week. Amen.